territory went off in their 50s, and that was well documented that they were doing that. So most of the advantage that private industry had over the public sector in pensions was eliminated during the 1990s with cash balance conversions. Now, everybody and their brother who was in a cash balance conversion wrote their congressman, there were lawsuits. The most famous one was a lawsuit called Cooper versus IBM. And the appeals court ultimately said IBM did nothing wrong and the cash balance is fine, and so employees, you're up to free. And so with the amount of outrage, there was this thing called the Pension Protection Act of 2006 that was written to amend all of the problems that took place in the 90s with these corporations just taking pension benefits away and putting people into frozen benefits. So bottom line was, a new option for pensions called the cash balance conversion was allowed in federal law in the 2006 Pension Protection Act. So now, virtually anyone can convert a pension plan to what's called a cash balance plan, where you literally can take a plan and you can convert it. And as long as you're converting it legally and not discounting anyone's accrued benefits, then from a point in time, they'll start making additional accruals. But it's not based anymore on the final 3 years. It's based on what you earn for the remainder of your career. So that's the description of a cash balance plan. And at this point in time, most private sector employers are even scrapping cash balance plans. So in the private sector, it was ran up until, let's say, 1995. It was destroyed